The border crisis is getting worse, and so is big tech censorship. Hi, this is Sarah Carter. On The Sarah Carter Show, I dig deep into these huge challenges that directly threaten our national security and our freedom of speech. Please join me. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to The Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it, and what we're going to get into today is 86,852 new IRS employees. You have probably heard in the past few days with all this coverage of the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. We'll talk about that later. But you've heard that Republicans saying that the Inflation Reduction Act includes provisions to hire 87,000 new IRS agents, Internal Revenue Service agents, 87,000. I mean, the number seems too big to believe. I mean, the IRS has, if you look at the Office of Personnel Management website for all federal employees, the IRS has 93,654 employees, 93,000 employees. And why would Congress in one bill increase that number, the IRS workforce, by something like 92%? It doesn't seem possible. It certainly doesn't seem wise. So here's the answer. It is not wise, but it is possible. And it's what 50 Senate Democrats, along with the Vice President Kamala Harris, who broke the tie, did when they passed the Inflation Reduction Act. The bill gives roughly $80 billion to the IRS between now and 2031, next 10 years. And by the way, I mentioned the name, the Inflation Reduction Act. It was a ruse. I mean, it was a ruse to convince gullible voters that Democrats are actually doing something about inflation. I mean, the bill itself is made up of expensive, really, really expensive climate measures, lots of subsidies to renewable energy firms, that sort of thing. Hugely expensive climate measures, plus prescription drug provisions, tax increases, and the initiative to increase IRS enforcement. So, you know that the bill, the Inflation Reduction Act, we'll keep calling it that because that's its name, it's kind of the slimmed down version of the even bigger bill, the Build Back Better bill, which failed earlier this year due to the opposition of Joe Manchin, Democratic senator who's been a little more moderate than some of his colleagues. Now, we know a lot, switching back to the new bill, the Inflation Reduction Act, we know a lot about the IRS provisions in this bill because the same provisions were included in Build Back Better. And in those months from really the spring of 2021 till it failed in early 2022, The Biden administration extensively promoted it. As a matter of fact, in May of 2021, the Treasury Department produced a 22-page analysis of the Build Back Better bill, which you can read on the web. And in the supporting tables, it specified how many new employees the IRS would add under the bill. And the number was 86,852 FTEs, that refers to full-time equivalent employees, 86,852. That would be in the next 10 years between then and 2031. 86,852, do a little rounding, and you got 87,000. 87,000 is a perfectly fair characterization of what Democrats plan to do with this bill. It seems so big it was not possible. Maybe it was just a Republican talking point. I mean, both sides occasionally have BS talking points. Maybe that's what it was. No, it's really true. 87,000. Now, it is fair to say that Democrats are always searching for ways to wring more cash out of the American taxpayer. Now, the obvious way to do that is to raise taxes. But the largest number of potential tax collections is in the vast middle of the U.S. income scale, the middle class. I mean, to raise taxes on the middle class is politically unpopular. So where the most money is the greatest political risk to raise taxes on it. So Democrats always pledge to raise taxes on the rich and rich corporations. So the Inflation Reduction Act focuses on corporations, creating a new minimum tax for companies with more than $1 billion in profit. As for individuals, you know, there's actually a portion of the Inflation Reduction Act, and it's the part that deals with the IRS. And it says, quote, "Nothing in this section is intended to increase taxes on any taxpayer or small business with a taxable income below $400,000. Further, nothing in this section is intended to increase taxes on any taxpayer, not in the top 1%. Now, if you read that closely, it really doesn't mean anything. It's intended to do this, intended to do that. But they're trying to tell you that they really, really, really don't intend to increase taxes on anybody below $400,000. Now, the other way that Democrats have sought to get more money out of taxpayers is by beefing up IRS and IRS enforcement. Now, the idea behind this is that Americans are evading all sorts of taxes, creating what's called a tax gap. That's according to the Treasury Department. It's the difference between taxes owed to the government and the amount actually paid to the government. Now, the Biden administration says that tax cheats are primarily, quote, high income. Okay, so I'm going to read from that Treasury Department document I mentioned a minute ago. In order for the IRS to appropriately focus enforcement scrutiny on high-income taxpayers and the businesses they own, which research has shown is the primary source of the tax gap, its budget must be replenished. That's what the Treasury Department was saying last year when it was promoting the Build Back Better bill. They had to replenish the budget of the IRS after years of Republican cuts so they could appropriately focus on high-income taxpayers. Okay. Now, the problem is what the problem always is. The big money is in the big middle class. Americans who make more than $400,000, that's the wealthy in the terms of this bill. And now that includes people who make $400,000 to people who are billionaires. Okay, it's a big group. But it's only about 1.8% of all taxpayers. 1.8% of all taxpayers. So it's a group with a large range of incomes. Somebody who's making $400,000 is really much different from Jeff Bezos. Okay. But altogether, it's 1.8% of all taxpayers, even though they do account for about 25% of the nation's income. So 1.8% of all taxpayers, the other 98.2%, which makes up about 75% of the nation's income, is just a lot bigger. There's a lot more money there in people who are under $400,000 a year. Indeed, that is where much of current IRS enforcement is focused. People under $400,000. And the same will likely be true of the new muscular IRS. I'm going to read to you from the Wall Street Journal editorial page. The main targets, talking about this bill, the inappropriately named Inflation Reduction Act, the main targets will by necessity be the middle and upper middle class, because that's where the money is. This is the Wall Street Journal editorial board. The Joint Committee, quoting again, the Joint Committee on Taxation, which is Congress's official tax scorekeeper, says that from 78% to 90% of the money raised from underreported income would likely come from those making less than $200,000 a year. Only 4% to 9% would come from those making more than $500,000. So the people that Democrats say they are targeting are not going to get them that much money. In any event, there are going to be a lot of increased enforcement. Of the $80 billion for the IRS, about $45 billion, more than half of it, will go to investigating taxpayers. Now, that does not mean that every one of the IRS's 86,850 new employees will be auditors or examiners, but a lot of the manpower will, in fact, go to audits and increased scrutiny of taxpayers. And many of the targeted taxpayers are going to have to buy or hire accountants to represent them in dealings with the IRS. It's going to cost them a lot of money. Now, why be against such a move? That you've probably seen people on the left say, what are you, pro-tax cheat? Why oppose such a move? I mean, after all, Democrats are assuring the public that the money will go to pursue, quote, wealthy tax cheats. Now, those are the words of Senator Ron Wyden, the Democratic senator, big advocate of this, quote, wealthy tax cheats are ripping off the American people to the tune of billions and billions of dollars per year. That's Ron Wyden. He said that last year in support of the Build Back Better provisions, which are the same as the ones in the new bill. Now, who is not in favor of going after wealthy tax cheats? Well, for one thing, they're not all going to be wealthy. And they're not all going to be cheating. Tax system is complicated. People make mistakes, even when they are not cheating. Also, maybe kind of a bottom line here, assume the IRS does, in fact, need more money for enforcement. How much money does it need? It can be difficult for an organization to handle a huge windfall. It's just too much to deal with efficiently. And that is what Democrats have done to the IRS. So I told you, last year, Build Back Better had the same sort of deal for the IRS. The New York Times interviewed John Koskinen, who was the head of the IRS under Presidents Obama and Trump. So I'm going to read to you from the New York Times last year. Koskinen said he thought the $80 billion being proposed by the Biden administration might be too much. The suggestion was surprising, coming from someone who lamented loudly that the agency was being starved when he was in charge. That's the New York Times writing. But then Koskinen says, quote, I'm not sure you'd be able to efficiently use that much money. That's a lot of money. So how much money should the IRS have? Koskinen said he thought about $25 billion over a decade would help bring the IRS back to where it was in 2010, which he pointed to as where it should be. So $25 billion would do it, but of course the new bill is $80 billion, more than three times that much. Democrats do not want to restore the IRS to where it was at some point in the past. They want a new, muscular, aggressive IRS to go after the, quote, wealthy. And when they discover that there are not enough of the wealthy to reach their goal, they might then turn their sights on Americans with incomes that do not qualify as wealthy because, you can't say it too often, that's where the money is. Now, there's one other thing here. Handing out all that money to the IRS could mean that some of it actually works its way back to the very Democratic lawmakers who passed the bill. And we're going to talk about that next.
The border crisis is getting worse, and so is big tech censorship. Hi, this is Sarah Carter. On the Sarah Carter Show, I explain the problems that are happening at our southern border that are a direct result of Biden administration policies. And I'm staying on top of the left and big tech, trying to stifle the freedom of speech for conservatives and anyone who dares to challenge their narrative. Join me as we take on these massive challenges that impact all of us. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about some of the money from the Inflation Reduction Act actually ending up back with the Democratic lawmakers who passed it. First, though, I did want to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying the podcast, maybe even learning from the podcast, it'd be really great if you could subscribe to the podcast. How often do I have to say this? Subscribe to the podcast. You can do it. You can do it at iTunes. Anywhere you get your podcast would be greatly, greatly appreciated. So anyway, through this new Democratic passed bill, the government will be pouring $80 billion into the IRS. Now, interestingly, some of that money could kind of come back around to the very Democrats who passed the bill. Now, much of the Inflation Reduction Act, the whole bill, much of it is designed to boost labor unions. I mean, these are, after all, longstanding Democratic priorities. It's designed to boost labor unions. And those labor unions, in turn, support Democratic politicians. Well, this certainly applies to the IRS portion of the bill. It will provide a big boost to the National Treasury Employees Union, that's the NTEU. The National Treasury Employees Union currently represents about 70,000 IRS employees. Now, that's out of the total of 93,000. So you got to think, if there are going to be 87,000 more on top of that, additional employees, a large percentage will join NTEU, and they will pay dues. And those dues will fund political contributions. So according to an analysis from Americans for Tax Reform, the conservative group, NTEU's Political Action Committee donated $609,000 in the 2019-2020 campaign cycle. 97% of it, actually 97.04 if you want to be really, really exact, 97% of it went to Democrats. Among the beneficiaries of the union's generosity were Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, Senator Dick Durbin, second-ranking Democrat in the Senate, Pramila Jayapal, progressive champion in the House, and lots of others. So to quote the Americans for Tax Reform, the massive influx in union dues generated by the Biden IRS agents will likely lead to a corresponding increase in NTEU, National Treasury Employees Union's Political Action Committee spending on Democratic candidates. Sure. Now, wrapping this up, ignore the misdirection in the bill's title, the Inflation Reduction Act. The Democrats' work on the IRS alone, in other words, the IRS portion of the bill by itself, if nothing else were in it, the IRS portion alone will make far-making changes in the way U.S. tax laws are enforced. And it has a far-reaching potential for unintended consequences. Maybe they're intended consequences, but some sort of consequences that not everybody foresees. It's just going to happen. They're flooding the IRS with money, just enormous amounts of money in search of a purpose, which is not a good idea. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. Thanks so much for listening. Always appreciate it when you can listen. And hope you can join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.